Almost a quarter of the U.S. Marines who went ashore in Liberia this past summer developed malaria. 225 Americans landed and more than 50 got sick, a number that startled anybody who thought the troops had been given proper medication to prevent malaria. We want to talk more about this now with Dr. Gray Heppner, who is director of the Army's Malaria Vaccine Program at the Walter Reed Army Institute of Research in Maryland. Dr. Heppner, I would have thought this was pretty simple to prevent because when I've gone overseas, I just take malaria pills.
I wish it were so simple, Mr. Inskeep, but malaria is a formidable foe. It's a very clever parasite. It's responsible for 3 million deaths every year, most of them children, and most of those people in Africa. And if it were easy to prevent, it wouldn't have affected peacekeeping operations in Cambodia, Sierra Leone, East Timor, or Liberia. The transmission in West Africa is actually more intense than most of the rest of the world.
When American soldiers or Marines or sailors or airmen, for that matter, go into an area where malaria is a risk, do they get the same kind of pills that civilians would take when they're traveling in some of these areas?
Well, the military is very diligent in providing the very best tools to protect soldiers against malaria. And this includes personal protective measures such as bed nets. We issue insecticide-treated uniforms to prevent mosquitoes from transmitting the disease. DEET is used as a insect repellent. And, of course, we use what's called preventatives or chemoprophylaxis.
You have all these preventative measures. How come they don't always work?
Well, I think that's the problem. We're in an area of incredibly intense transmission. Here in West Africa in particular, but all of Africa, is some of the most intense malaria transmission there is, which means that the military that's performing their duties there is subject to some of the highest exposure rates anywhere in the world. And one only needs to consider that from the global perspective, malaria is one of the leading causes of death and disease in the world. Every minute, 3 children die of malaria, and most of these are in Africa. West Africa has a particularly intense transmission, and with the loss of infrastructure and basic control measures, such as is the case in Liberia, one would expect that the transmission would be even more intense.
This was the disease that slowed down the whole exploration of Africa by Europeans, wasn't it? They weren't able to get in there because they would so frequently die of this disease in the 18th and 19th centuries.
Exactly. And in fact, the World Bank has pointed out that malaria is one of the leading impediments to economic development in sub-Saharan Africa. The toll is primarily on children, but it's also for the caretakers and those whose learning is impaired, who can't work a full day, and of course the cost of treating these people. If you survive childhood malaria, it goes on to become a recurrent disease. And this, of course, is the great burden that is felt most in Africa, but certainly elsewhere in the tropical and subtropical areas of the world. At the Walter Reed Army Institute of Research, we are developing better antimalarial drugs that can do a better job of preventing malaria. We've talked about the emergence of drug-resistant strains. I mean, just consider the case of chloroquine. 30 years ago, chloroquine was a highly effective drug, and now there are very few places that would be effective as an antimalarial because of this spread of drug resistance. This is why the military has put such research and development efforts into making better antimalarial drugs. And, of course, the long-term solution for malaria is a vaccine.
How are those efforts coming?
Well, we're making progress. We're working with the National Institutes of Health, Agency for International Development, the Malaria Vaccine Initiative, and leading pharmaceutical companies to try and put together the coalition that can use the best technology to make progress. But it's still a 5 to 10 year goal.
Dr. Gray Heppner is a colonel in the United States Army and also the director of the Army's Malaria Vaccine Program at Walter Reed Army Institute of Research in Maryland. Dr. Heppner, thanks.
Thank you.